Fawaz Jerjes is a professor of Middle Eastern Studies at Sarah Lawrence College. He says the various Islamic movements in Egypt have long-standing connections to al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden.
Bin Laden's most senior advisors are or were Egyptian. Two in particular stand out, that is Ayman Zawahiri, his right-hand man, and Muhammad Atif, his military chief who was killed in a U.S. strike in Afghanistan. The Egyptian contingent has provided the leadership, the brain power and conceptualization which have made al-Qaeda deadly effective in the last 6 or 7 years.
How can you help bin Laden and renounce violence?
Well, what we need to stress here is that the new ideas do not just have vital implications for Egyptian politics, but I think also for the ability of ideologues like bin Laden and Zawahiri to recruit young foot soldiers for that unholy war, turning off the tap in Egypt, which has been a major recruiting ground, will dry up the swamp of terrorism considerably. And I think this move hammers a powerful nail in the coffin of militancy and extremism generally. And one would hope, of course, convince a young Arab man, of the futility of political violence. I think the critical question is the following. Will the Egyptian government and other Arab governments seize this particular initiative and open up the political field and try to integrate the rising social forces into the political space?
And will they?
I doubt it very much. It seems to me most Arab governments, particularly Egypt, not only crack down against militant Islamists, but also against mainstream Islamists. It seems to me that the security angle is the one that is subscribed to by most Arab governments. And as long as there are no outlets for political expression, as long as there is a vacuum of political authority, unfortunately, this vacuum of political authority will be manipulated and exploited by ideologues like Ayman Zawahiri and bin Laden and other jihadi elements throughout the Arab and Muslim lands.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bob.
Fawaz Jerjes teaches international affairs and Middle Eastern studies at Sarah Lawrence College.